Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Spring is right around the corner, and the wildflowers will be in bloom here in the Texas Hill Country in no time. Join us March 24th through April 18th for the Wine and Wildflower Journey Passport. Ticket holders will receive complimentary tastings at over 45 wineries, exclusive discounts on bottle purchases, and the chance to experience the most beautiful time of year in the Hill Country on this self-guided tour. A portion of the proceeds will go to the Texas Hill Country Association Scholarship Fund, helping students pursue careers in the Texas wine industry. Nothing like supporting a great cause while sipping award-winning wines. Tickets are on sale now at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning in to this week's episode of the podcast. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy the content, and if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene news. In a recent press release, the Texas Hill Country Wineries is proud to announce its role as a founding member of the Global Artisan Vintners Alliance, a newly established organization dedicated to fostering a beneficial and sustainable alliance among distinguished wine regions across the world. The press release reads, "This collaboration brings together wine regions that share a commitment to quality, sustainability, and industry advancement." The founding regions of the Global Artisan Vintners Alliance include Texas Hill Country Wineries in Texas, Livermore Valley Wine Community in California, Chelecito in Argentina, Dalmatia in Croatia, Chinon in France, Alentejo in Portugal, Vale dos Vinhedos in Brazil, Vasconi in Hungary, and Ensenada Baja California in Mexico. Executive Director of the Texas Hill Country Wineries, January Weiss, said, "As an organization dedicated to preserving and promoting the Texas wine industry, we are thrilled to be part of the Global Artisan Vintners Alliance. The Texas Hill Country is home to over 60 unique and independent wineries, and we are eager to share our winemaking expertise while learning from fellow wine regions. This alliance will create meaningful opportunities for collaboration, education, and economic growth, not just for our wineries, but for the entire Texas wine community. The Global Artisan Vintners Alliance will promote collaboration and exchange of information between winemakers, wine associations, government representatives, tourism, and economic development organizations, as well as business associations. Member regions will participate in discussions on winemaking techniques, sustainability practices, student and professional exchanges, and economic development strategies. In addition, the Alliance will focus on agritourism initiatives and marketing efforts to elevate the visibility of each region on the global stage. January Weeks goes on to say, this alliance represents an exciting new chapter for the Texas wine industry. We look forward to working alongside our global partners to drive innovation, support the next generation of winemakers, and bring Texas wines to an even wider audience. The Texas Hill Country Wineries is a nonprofit community organization that preserves and promotes Texas wines. They contribute to the quality of life in and around the Texas Hill Country through its national recognized wine trails and events. Representing over 60 unique and independent wineries, Texas Hill Country Wineries is committed to promoting industry advancements and consumer awareness through event and agricultural programs. For more information about the Texas Hill Country Wineries vision, wineries, and events, visit their website at texashillcountrywineries.org. In an additional press release out of the Texas Hill Country, shared by Jeff Cope of the Texas Wine Lover website, William Chris Wine Company is pleased to announce a strategic shift as Lost Draw Wines moves forward as an independent brand. Jeff writes about how William Chris Wine Company and Lost Draw Wines has made significant growth by sharing resources and support. Andrew Sides, owner of Lost Draw Wines, says, the landscape of the wine industry is ever evolving. And at the end of the day, both our missions remain the same, to showcase Texas wine in the highest regard. We believe consumers crave a connection to the founders and their vision, and this move allows both Chris and me to ensure that our wines and experiences truly embody the soul and passion we each have for the brands we represent. Chris Brundrett, co-founder of William Chris Wine Company, says, while branching out apart wasn't our vision 5 years ago, I am incredibly proud of the evolution of our brands and the work we have done together. He goes on to say, Lost Draw is poised for great things. Andrew is a great steward and an even better friend, and I look forward to tasting many vintages in the years ahead. In a recent article by The Wine Spectator, they released its restaurant guide for the 12 great wine lists in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I read through the list of restaurants to see if there were any Texas wines represented on the list, and here are the results. Messina Hoff Winery is on the list by The Glass at Bunnell's Fine Texas Cuisine for their 2021 Riesling. Pheasant Ridge 2006 Barrel Fermented Chardonnay from the Texas High Plains was on the list. Becker Vineyards is on the list at Waters Restaurant for their 2019 Viognier from the Texas Hill Country. Nobleman Wines hits the list for their 2019 Texas High Plains Moved, also at Waters Restaurant. Dukeman Family Winery makes an appearance on the list at Avanti Restaurant for their 2017 Texas High Plains. Llano Estacado's 2020 Viviano, which is a Cabernet Sauvignon Sangiovese blend from the Texas High Plains, also made the list at Avanti Restaurant. Perinella Cellars, their 2021 Tempranillo from the Texas High Plains, made the list at Avanti Restaurant as well. And a big shout out to Lavendu Bistro that had the most selections of Texas wines on their list with its own section specific to Texas. Perinellas Cellars and Ready Vineyards had multiple wines listed, with Perinellas having four selections, including their Dry Rosé, a Tempranillo, a Family Reserve, and a GSM blend. Ready Vineyards also had four selections on the list, including a Sauvignon Blanc, a Marsan, and both a dry red and filled blend. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you're looking for a fine dining experience, be sure to make an effort to support these restaurants that are supporting our Texas wines. Let's keep the momentum going. And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 72 degrees with low temperatures of 38 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 72 degrees with low temperatures of 45 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 71 degrees with low temperatures of 41 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 71 degrees with low temperatures of 43 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 71 degrees with low temperatures of 48 degrees. Here are a couple winemaker dinner events you might want to keep your eye on. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls is having a winemaker dinner event on Thursday, March 6th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. This event will feature the new release of their 2019 Super Texan Sangiovese blend that won double gold at the San Francisco International Wine Competition, which is currently the largest wine competition in North America. Make reservations at flatcreekestate.com. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas, is having their four-course spring wine pairing dinner on Wednesday, March 12th at 6 p.m. You can make reservations for this event at michaelrosswinery.com. And Keepersall Winery in Tyler, Texas, is having their Vintner's Dinner on Wednesday, March 19th at 7 p.m. This is an opportunity to savor the flavors of Keepersall's handcrafted wines, expertly paired with a specially curated menu from their restaurant team. Make reservations at keepersall.com. Join Salado Winery in Salado, Texas for their Red Wine Sensory and Blending event on Thursday, February 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. During this unique hands-on blending and tasting experience, you'll delve into the world of red wine blending by learning about different grape varietals while creating your very own unique blend. The Salado winemaking team will guide you through the blending process, helping you understand the art of balancing aromas and flavors that create the perfect glass of red wine. Whether you're a wine aficionado or just curious to learn more, this event promises to awaken your senses and deepen your appreciation for red wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at saladowinery.com. Join Llano Estacado Winery in Lubbock, Texas for their wine tasting and clay making event on Saturday, March 1st and 2nd from 10 to 5 p.m. This will be a unique celebration of two of life's greatest pleasures, wine and clay. So head on out to Llano Estacado and relax, indulge in some exquisite wines, and create your very own clay masterpiece. For ticket purchases for this event, visit WineClay2025 at eventbrite.com. If you're a lover of fine wines and the cosmos, then join Mirrorstone Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas for their Star Party event on Saturday, March 1st from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. What better way to view the stars, the planets, and the constellations than from the clear skies of the Texas Hill Country? Grab a glass of award-winning Mirrorstone wines and take a peek through a high-power telescope and enjoy fascinating and curated talk with astronomer Eddie Hernser. There will be wine for the adults, hot cocoa for the kids, and delicious food for all provided by CC's Cook Shack. For more information about this event, visit their website at mirrorstonevineyards.com. Join Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls for their winemaker barrel tasting event on Saturday, March 1st at 2 p.m. Winemaker Olivier Desartans will lead you on a tour of the vineyard complete with a glass of wine as you learn about the science and art of the winemaking process. You'll enjoy two cellar tasting pours and their lovely charcuterie in the barrel room as Olivier discusses how wine ages. In the tour with a final glass of wine in the Trooper's Den, looking through a microscope at the microorganisms that make the wonderful beverage we call wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at flatcreekestate.com. Landon Winery in Greenville, Texas is also having a barrel tasting and tour experience on Saturday, March 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. Landon Winery's experienced winemakers will guide you through the winemaking process, share a bit of Landon's history, and answer any winemaking questions that you may have. you'll have the opportunity to taste award-winning Landon wines straight from the barrel. Landon Winery is also having their Sip and Pour candle-making workshop at the Wiley location on Sunday, March 2nd from 2 to 4 p.m. Led by professional candle maker Linda Fettelman, you'll learn the art of pouring custom candles and you'll decorate your very own custom candle, all while sipping on Landon Winery's delicious wines. For more information about this event, visit their website at landonwinery.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next, Dry Comal Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Jess and Dave on stage Friday, February 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls will have Joanne Wagner on stage Saturday, March 1st from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Shane Hammond on stage Sunday, March 2nd from 1 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg will have Kim Carson on stage Friday, February 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg will have Brock Steven on stage Saturday, March 1st from 1 to 5 p.m. Tornalox Vineyard and Winery in Burnett, Texas will have Wake Eastman on stage Saturday, March 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas will let Aaron Jade assume musical duties on Saturday, March 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas will have J.B. Zay on stage Saturday, March 1st from 1 to 5 p.m. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will let Ray Maddie provide some country tunes on Saturday, March 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. Tayshia Vineyards in Huntsville, Texas will have Jessica Callahan on stage Saturday, March 1st from 4 to 7 p.m. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will let Jeff Wood jam out on Friday, February 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City will have Zach Webb on stage Friday, February 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. Barn Hill Winery in Anna, Texas will have Raised on Journey on stage Saturday, March 1st from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Lost Oak Winery in Burleson, Texas will have Dueling Pianos on stage Friday, February 28th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas will have The Elevators on stage Friday, February 28th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by Gone Country covering Alan Jackson on Saturday, March 1st from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. as well. Eden Hill Vineyards in Salina, Texas will have the Chaz Marie Band on stage performing some rhythm and blues on Saturday, March 1st from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Arrowhead Creek Vineyard in Stonewall, Texas will let Colleen Mitchell Miller rock the house on Saturday, March 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have Robert Klein Jr. on stage Saturday, March 1st from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by James Zimmerman on stage Sunday, March 2nd from 2 to 5 p.m. as well. And Augusta Venn Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will close out the music lineup for the weekend with a full slate of talent starting with Matt Kirk on stage Friday, February 28th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m., followed by Fallon Franklin on stage Saturday, March 1st from 11 to 2 p.m. Dylan Havens will finish out the set on Sunday, March 2nd from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. as well. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? Spring is here, one of my favorite times of the year. The color seems to be a bit brighter, the air seems to be a bit fresher, and there seems to be a sort of new beginning in the air. The meteorological season of spring is from March 1st through May 31st, with the astronomical spring or March equinox happening on March 20th. The equinox, which is Latin for equal nights, is when the sun is directly above the equator, resulting in roughly 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night beginning on March 20th, marking it the official day of spring. During the beautiful days of spring, seeds develop shoots and roots, animals travel to different habitats to mate, and the plants produce flowers to attract pollinators. Speaking of flowers, some flowers produced during springtime emit very pleasant aromas from lavender, violets, rose petals, lilies, and citrus blossom. Some of these floral aromas are often mentioned and described as being part of the bouquet of a well-produced fine wine. Now, that doesn't mean that the wine was made with flower petals or that there's some type of additives that gives the wine a floral aroma. Remember, aromas in wine come from four different sources. 1. The grape variety itself. It has certain intrinsic aromas and flavor components specific to that grape variety. 2. Aroma precursors in the wine's must are converted to express that specific aroma during the fermentation process. 3. The actual fermentation process itself often produces a myriad of aroma and flavors that gives the wine its signature characteristics. And 4. Aging of the wine over time produces certain aromas and flavors as the wine continues to evolve in the barrel or the bottle. So what are some grape varieties that may present floral aromas and flavors you might be familiar with when evaluating or simply enjoying a glass of Texas wine? Did you know? For red wines, Mourvèdre, Malbec, Petit Verdot, and Tempranillo all tend to have some subtle hints of lavender and violets. Sangiovese, which is becoming an absolute superstar for Texas grape varieties, has aromas of rose. Nebbiolo also has hints of rose as a red grape variety, although not much wine is being produced from it unless it's in the form of a rosé wine, in which I find to be very well structured and flavorful. White wines such as Viognier, Chenin Blanc, Chardonnay, and Muscat all have perfumed aroma and flavors of white flowers such as lilies, daisies, and citrus blossoms. So as we move into the season of spring that represents rebirth, renewal, and balance, with a delicious glass of wine, let's take a moment to cultivate new relationships, renew old ones, and balance our lives with infectious, positive energy and joyful happiness. Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, winemaker profiles, and much, much more. So visit their new and improved website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review. And please share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends.